My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Welcome to the Whole Mama. It is hilarious that I'm recording this right now because my kiddos and husband are on their way home from a baseball game. So just funny that this is how we, you know, mamas, we make time to get all of the things done. So welcome to this episode, Gathering at the Table. Thank you so much for joining me. And let's just dive in. So in a recent study, 84% of parents agreed that family meals were important, but only 50% of family dinners were eaten together. So who gathers at your table? How often? Is it sacred time or time served distracted and disengaged? We're going to talk about all this today for episode number 18, Gather at the Table. Today I am drinking, I know people laugh about pumpkin spice, but I have pumpkin spice coffee. I believe the brand is, I can't remember the name of the brand. It's at Target. Yeah, it's really good. And of course, hydrating with water. I hope you have something delicious in your mug as well. Today, we're talking all about the importance of gathering at the table with your family to share, of course, yummy food, but also to connect and reflect together. You know, it's a time when all technology is off and out of arm's reach. And, you know, for us, we play quiet music in the background. You don't have to. We just enjoy that. And, you know, every member of the family has a chance to kind of share about his or her day. And if you need some ideas of questions to start asking them to get those conversations going, keep listening because we're going to dive into that. The table is a very intentional space. It serves, you know, a far greater purpose than just eating a specific, you know, meal. And in fact, it doesn't really matter what you're eating, although delicious food is always a plus. And I'm a foodie. I love trying different recipes, but that's not the real purpose of gathering at the table, in my opinion. If, you know, it doesn't matter if you're using fine china or paper plates. If good conversation and connections are happening, that is what matters most. And this is especially the case right now as so many are distanced by space and masks and differences in opinions and more. So gathering at the kitchen table might be exactly what we all need more of. And, you know, I was looking at different blogs and seeing what people were talking about on this particular topic, and then kind of looking at what my perspective is. And it was, you know, I found some really, really good information and some just good perspective. And so one of those was a blog called Old Ways, a food and nutrition nonprofit helping people live healthier, happier lives. And they actually talked about, you know, the psychological significance of the kitchen table. And so I wanted to just reference a quote from them. And the first one kind of just talks about the kitchen table in general. And then it also talks about why it encourages children to have healthier habits, which we've talked about here at the Whole Mama podcast. So they said, quote, dining room tables might be huge. So they were kind of comparing dining room tables to just little kitchen tables. But kitchen tables tend to be small. They're cozy. They're comfortable. They beckon the family to gather around and sit a little closer to each other. In this day of busy lives, extracurricular activities for the children and electronics, families don't spend a great deal of time in close proximity to each other. The table works to bring families back into a comfortable distance for actually sharing a conversation. The meal that's served doesn't matter, whether it's on paper plates or grandmother's fine china. The only thing that matters is that the family's taking time to gather and talk to each other. And in fact, the University of Illinois at Urbana reports on the incredible importance of talking to each other. The fact is that without taking the time to talk, relationships wither and die. And isn't that the truth? The university also reports that eating helps people to relax. And when they are relaxed, they are more open, which, gosh, that is so true, especially today. You know, if you're not making an effort to build those relationships and you know, and help them grow, they wither and die like a flower. It's just like you have to give, if you want it to grow, you have to give it what it needs. And then this is the part where they talk about healthy habits. It says children who eat with their families tend to be healthier than children who don't. They are at less risk for obesity and eating disorders and have better eating habits. When meals are taken together as a family, the children are able to model the healthy eating habits of their parents. Table manners can be learned along with enjoying family conversations and that help keep everyone together. While dining rooms are fine for those gatherings, there is something more relaxed and intimate about the kitchen table. And I just love that it's a place to gather, it's a place to teach, it's a place to learn about each other and to grow. And so, you know, this is just one blog, but blog after blog I read mentioned the same idea, is that gathering around the table is sacred and it's powerful. Another blog that I found just really talked about, you know, the reasons why we gather at the table and why it should be an important part of your day. And I will let you, if you want to go, I'll leave this in my show notes to read more about it. But, you know, they mention it's a place for rest. It's a place to create fellowship. It's a place to, you know, cultivate perspective and celebrate just being present. Isn't that the truth right now? You know, put your phones down and look at each other and actually, actually show that you care, right? To actually show that you're listening. It teaches your kids to be good listeners. And calls for sacrifice. And, you know, it could be sacrificing that phone or sacrificing, you know, that one thing that's keeping your attention instead of maybe just turning to your parents and asking how their day was or thanking whoever made the meal for making the meal. So there's so many different positive things that can come from gathering at the table. And in addition, just enjoying, you know, food together. But this particular blog also kind of tied in, you know, into scripture. And the blogger wrote, "The table might not be new, but it's as necessary today as it was in Jesus' day in Israel's history. We need space to regain perspective and reorient our focus back toward each other and the things that matter most." And then she just said, "So dust off your dining room furniture, pull up those extra chairs, and make a simple meal. You might just find the life-giving grace of Jesus flowing from that space as you pass the bread and raise your cup." I mean, to me, at a time when we are so divided, we, you know, gathering at the table, if you're able to, and you could even do it virtually. I know it's a little weird, but, you know, whatever works, pull up that iPad and just eat and talk together. And so some families are like, you know, well, how in the world? I don't know how to spark conversation that doesn't make it seem, you know, kind of not too formal, right? You want it to make it casual. And so the thing is, if we don't capture our family in moments like these, they're going to be pulled further and further away by YouTube, by cell phones, by difference of opinion, et cetera, et cetera. Sitting together at this table for all or most meals during the week will provide that intentional set time to make those powerful connections with your children and your spouse. And I know it's hard. I know there's a lot going on. So the point of it is to just to start trying to make that first step. If you're not making that time for meals, is trying it one day a week and then just continue adding them. And it's a truly fundamental piece to establishing healthy, and I really believe, you know, open and positive relationships with your kids. And there's so many teaching moments in there. You know, we're teaching them how to be effective communicators and listeners, you know, how to socialize in a dinner setting, which, you know, will help them in the future if they're visiting, you know, new people, or, you know, in their job, or, you know, all those different things. So we're really, it's really a place to be able to teach them so many things. You know, so what are some family questions? So one of those could be just, you know, with my son, we say, tell us about the best part of your day. Tell us the not so great part of your day. You know, what great, or here's some other examples. That's when usually how we start our conversation with our oldest, you know, or you could say, what great book did you read or have read to you today? My another number three would be one of my favorites is, how did you help today? Who did you help? I love that one because it's really starting to, you know, embed those ideas of, okay, this is how my day should be going. I should be a helper. I should be, you know, serving a purpose here and making someone's day better. You know, another one might be, how did you show God's love? Or you can do something really lighthearted like this or that. You know, you prefer coffee or hot chocolate? Do you prefer going to the beach or the mountains? I mean, just fun stuff like that, just to lighten the mood if they've had a busy or stressful day, you know, or what's one thing that helped you grow or become better today? What's something funny that happened that made you laugh? You know, did your friend do something funny or did your teacher do something funny? And what's one thing you're grateful for today? I love that one too, to help them reflect on something that makes them happy, you know? And then of course, when you're done eating, I love this one blog that they mentioned. They said, you know, thank the cook by, you know, cleaning up the table. And I think adding to that is thanking them for the meal. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for making this wonderful dinner for us. Even if it was, you know, heated up, right? It's just that acknowledgement, which I think really starts to, you know, instill some great habits for your kids. And so gathering at the table with your kids checks so many boxes for you as a parent. It helps you build relationships. You're teaching communication skills. You're making connections. You're teaching them in just whatever capacity. And you also have the chance to offer advice and guidance. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so I love that so many different types of people, you know, we're eating different meals. We, you know, have different table settings, but we can all gather at the table. And, you know, I was kind of, again, like I was researching, and even Maria Shriver talks about how she, her Sunday paper conversations is one of the topics was around the kitchen table, and that she has many people come to her home, to eat dinner. And so I just wanted to mention what she said here, because she's talking about, you know, outside people coming in, but I really, it's just another wonderful reminder about what eating together, you know, this tradition that's so sacred, so powerful, can do to you as a person. And she said, I love that so many different types of people congregate at my table from week to week. It keeps my mind humming. It feeds my curiosity, not to mention that it feeds me emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Being in conversation, being in community, and being in connection with others of all ages is important to my mental health, my emotional health, and my overall well-being. And that can be the same for your family, whether you have your children, you know, who are high school or elementary school, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, you and your spouse. I mean, those are many different age groups that can kind of communicate and contribute to the conversation. You know, and then she continues to say, being in community and inviting people into your life to sit at your table not only opens your mind, but it helps you feel connected and less alone. Social connection and feeling in community with others are critical to our emotional and mental health. And I just love that reminder. And it ties in this month to our topic here at The Whole Mama, because it's all about getting in the kitchen with your kids, and gathering at the table with them is a highly impactful way to teach them how to cook and how to enjoy a meal with others. So my question for you today is, how will you gather around your table this week? What will you make for your family or whoever is the cook in your home? And what will you talk about? And will you set that time aside to really make those connections and and devote some time that is critical, you know, to make our children grow to be happy and healthy and strong. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that this encouraged you to gather at the table with those you love and start making those powerful connections. Thank you so much for joining me this week for this episode, and stay tuned for more. Are you wondering how you can get more involved in our Whole Mama community? Well, guess what? We have a lot coming up here at the Whole Mama to finish out the year. This month in September, it's all about cooking with your kids. So if you are cooking with your kids anytime during the month of September, feel free to take a picture, video, and tag me on social media. I would love to share what you're doing. Visit the show notes for a link to all the other resources that I offer to parents and even to teachers. I have a reading course and Mama membership, and we are just now recently doing a Mama Mastermind. So stay tuned for more at the Whole Mama. Please check that out, and I hope you have a fabulous week. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoy this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today. And I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at the Whole Mama.